What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Thankfully, not 2020. I remember those shows. That wasn't fun. Right now, it feels like a normal year because it's almost playoff time. The Florida Panthers, they will open up their Stanley Cup run in Tampa. Schedule came out. They start on Tuesday. That's the latest start of any series in hockey. All the other series start by Monday. The Panthers and Lightning, they start on Tuesday, and that's good. More rest for the Florida Panthers. They're going to play every other day, the entire series. Game 7 would be on May 4th. That schedule got officially announced around, I think, like 1:30 this afternoon. There was a lot of guessing games going on because a schedule, everybody got to know the schedule. We know the schedule is going to come out in the next few hours. That's what you're thinking. But I got to take guesses at it. I got to put my own schedule together. We just have an obsession with schedules. So I saw tweets from people who cover the Panthers. Series is going to start Sunday or Monday. Then Paul Maurice speaks. He's talking about certain days, and they're doing math, and oh, almost certainly the series is going to start on Monday. No, the series starts on Tuesday. I don't know why we can't just wait a few more hours with a schedule. So many of you try to figure out the Dolphins' schedule. You know who the Dolphins are going to play, but you want to know the dates. And I understand some of you want to know the dates for Madrid because you have flight plans if you're going. You have to book the hotel. There's been a date in November that's been floated out there on social media. I think it's correct, like the middle of November. I think it might be week 11. I'm not 100% certain on that. I haven't even tried to find that info out because it's a schedule. And I'm going to Spain this weekend. I'm not waiting until the middle of November. And I probably won't go again in the middle of November. And if it is week 11 and they are playing there in the middle of November, at that point, I mean, we already buried the Dolphins season 5 months before it started. What's the point of going out there to see a 3-7 football team? Oh, that wouldn't be good. I mean, it wouldn't really matter for the NFL because the fans are already there in Madrid. It's the audience from Spain that will be there live. So ticket-wise, people are going to go regardless. Dolphins fans are going to go regardless. Dolphins fans will go to Hard Rock Stadium or anywhere regardless of their record. Die hard Miami Dolphins fans. If you're still going to games now, you're going to go to games no matter what. That team has not won a playoff game in 25 years and counting. You're going to go tailgate. You're going to get on a plane. You're going to spend money because that's what you enjoy in life. And it's understandable. I got no problem with that. You should do that no matter their record. You know, the Panthers are trying to go to their third Stanley Cup final in a row. I had season tickets starting in the Miami Arena, the Panthers' first season. I had my season tickets for about 15 years. And I kept going and going and going and going no matter how bad they were because that was my team and that still is my team. So I completely understand. They could be horrendous, but it's still your team. And you still want to go watch them. You hope they win. Back in the day, you were hoping that it wasn't a tie either because leaving a stadium or an arena with a tie is dreadful. They do that in soccer a lot, but that's a different conversation. So I'm headed to Spain this weekend. Dolphins fans will be headed to Spain probably in the middle of November. And now we know when Panthers fans will be headed to the Emirates Bank Arena when it comes to game 3 and 4. Like I said, the series starts on Tuesday in Tampa, and it's every other day. So it's not really math, but just do it in your head, or just look at the schedule online. It's already published. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday, and then the Monday after that. That is when the Panthers will be playing at home. And that Saturday game is a 1 p.m. game. The Monday game is to be determined as far as the time. It's just so crazy how they're starting Tuesday and at 8:30 p.m. It's like, how can we give Matthew Tkachuk the most rest possible? And I know that's probably what Tampa Bay fans are thinking. Oh, the NHL rigged this thing. I don't know what went behind the decision-making process, only because I never asked, and I probably never asked because it doesn't really matter. The schedule's out, and that's just the way it is. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't because Paul Maurice, Bill Zito, and the Florida Panthers organization asked the National Hockey League for Matthew Tkachuk to get more rest. I don't think that was it. So I've been talking for almost 7 minutes now, and I haven't brought up the Miami Heat, and that's probably a disservice. I should have mentioned them. I mean, I'm not officially starting the hour yet by any means, but I probably should have mentioned them a couple minutes in, because the Miami Heat are still alive. They're still in it. How long will they be in it? I don't know, but they're still in it. Fended off elimination last night, beat the Chicago Bulls. They live to fight another day. I was watching part of the game on my phone at Joe's. For the record, that would be Joe's Stone Crab, not a friend, Joe. And I was having some delicious stone crabs. So good. They were so sweet last night. The season ends in 2 weeks. What will end first? Maybe Hard Rock Bet should put up this prop. Will it be stone crab season, or will it be the Heat season? Or will it be the Panthers season? We could have a three-way line right here. Stone crab season, Panthers season, Heat season. The favorite right now, the huge favorite, would probably be the Heat. Maybe not that big of a favorite, but they would be the favorite. And we already have the date on stone crab, so that's May 1st. And the Panthers, if they're out May 1st, that means they lost in 5. I don't know about the Panthers losing in 5. I don't think so. I hope the Panthers don't lose at all. Look, I thought I would be burying the Miami Heat today. I mentioned it all week. I thought today would be the autopsy on the Heat season, because the Bulls, they were a pretty good team. 15-5 in their last 20 games. 3-0 against the Heat in the regular season. And yet, we're still not burying the Heat. What a strange week. I go to Spain this weekend. I've already buried the Dolphins 2025 season, and I haven't buried the Miami Heat. And I won't before I take a vacation. Because tomorrow, I have the show. The Heat play tomorrow night. And then I'm on a 2-week vacation from the airwaves, Barcelona and Madrid. And then on the way back, Philly for 5 hours to go get me some cheesesteaks from Angelo's, the absolute best cheesesteak on the planet. So that's my schedule. Maybe I will still be talking Miami Heat when I come back. Definitely I'll be talking about the draft, of course. I'll be watching the draft from Spain. So that means by the time the Dolphins pick, it'll probably be like 4 in the morning in Spain. I'll be about ready to go to sleep because I don't adjust my schedule at all. I just go to sleep at 4 a.m., which would be like 10 p.m. in South Florida. But I'll be watching it no matter what time they make their pick. Now, before I move on to anything else, because I do want to talk a lot about the Miami Heat and some other stuff. You guys know I don't do sad here on this program, but I do news. Especially news that could affect some of us, some of you in the audience. And while I was getting ready for this show today, I saw the news coming out from FSU about the shooting. What else can I say other than it's tragic and it's painful and it's sad? What else can I say? I mean, we've seen this over and over and over again. And while you never want to hear about it, you never want to see it, you just know it's going to happen again. It's unfortunate. It's just a matter of where. That's sad. And I'm not getting into any politics. I'm not getting into any of those conversations. That's not what I do. That's not what you come here for. Thankfully, you don't come here for that because I ain't giving that to you. Never have, and I think I could say never will. But if you know somebody, because we have a lot of people here in this audience who I'm sure have some of their family, friends, somebody close to you that goes to FSU, I'm thinking about you guys. And I saw what happened. I know what's going on. And I wanted to bring that up because, yes, this is mainly a sports show. You come here to be entertained, hear what I have to say. But at the same time, I'm a human being. I'm part of the media. I break news. And I'm all over the news industry. And I see what is happening, and I would never ignore that. So my thoughts are with you, and I hope that anybody you know that goes to FSU is in that area, that they are okay. Because unfortunately, not everybody is okay. Even if people were okay, they had to go through that. Whether seeing it themselves or being barricaded in a building, fearing about your own life, just, I had to bring that up. Not that I'm obligated to do so, but I can't sit here and pretend like it never happened. No way. Okay, you come here for entertainment. You come here for sports. And that is why I am here. And now I want to get to what you were most likely watching last night. Besides my Instagram story of the stone grabs at Joe's that were so amazing. But I can't get to anything I've got in front of me that I prepared for today until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
What else can I say other than, oh, that really wasn't supposed to happen, but it just happened like that. I have one laptop in front of me and another computer, and the plug from the laptop, as you might hear in the background, the plug came out of the socket, and it's pretty heavy, and it dropped right on my foot. So that wasn't how I really officially planned to start the hour, but just keeping it real, that's what happened. So what else can I say other than, oh, there goes my big toe. Eric Spoelstra, he put on a masterclass. I give credit all the time where it's due. And last night, as you saw, gosh, my big toe hurts. As you saw, it's a one-game situation. And yeah, they'll have to play again tomorrow. But you got a few days to prepare for this one game where if you lose, you're eliminated. And you've got Eric Spoelstra as your head coach. As I said yesterday, in Spo, we trust. Although I questioned it a little bit. I kind of put like half of a question mark on it. And that question mark, it doesn't need to be there. There needs to be a period. In Spo, we trust, period. Because when you've only got a few days to prepare for a one-game situation, it feels like Spo versus anybody is a mismatch. I was on here ready to bury the Miami Heat season. You know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. I mean, heck, I just told you the plug dropped on my big toe. So I'm always 100 with you. Eric Spoelstra, he didn't have a good year. He and the Heat didn't have a good year. Wasn't just him, it was everybody. But there were many decisions he made during the season that were like, what are you doing? Are you okay? Maybe it was the emotional weight of all the Jimmy Butler nonsense. Certainly possible. I mean, Jimmy was the team's best player. He was somebody who Spo vouched for. Spo said he was bound to be a champion. I mean, Spo is, but I'm talking about Jimmy. He saw right there in person what we all saw on television. Jimmy slumped over that wall in the bubble. The picture of a champion. That's what Eric Spoelstra said about Jimmy. And Jimmy's still not a champion. But he said a lot of good things about him. And then Jimmy became a circus act. He's getting suspended. The team's having to draft statements. That whole situation, it was a major distraction for the team. And it most likely took a toll on Eric Spoelstra. And then the next thing you know, Jimmy's gone. So now you're looking at players on the floor. Suddenly you got all these new players. Spo's got to blend everybody in to make it work. You got a brand new team. Then you got a 10-game losing streak. The Miami Heat were inventing ways to lose. It wasn't just blowouts. It's like, oh yeah, the Heat are terrible. They got blown out. No, there were close games. There were, of course, shots. You had game winners being banked in right there at the buzzer. Everything was going wrong. But now you look at what happened last night. This is a team that only had 37 wins. They had a 10-game losing streak. They lost their star player who basically carried them to two NBA finals. How is this team with all of these deficiencies scary to anyone else? The only answer I can come up with, Eric Spoelstra. Spo is a future Hall of Famer. He's so respected. You look around the league, you talk to anyone associated with the NBA, you already know. Spo is so well respected in basketball circles. I don't know why we say basketball circles. Why don't we say squares? I have no idea. It's just an expression that people use, and I just used it. And last night he put on a masterclass. That was the best I have seen the Miami Heat play. Other than 20K Jaime for me in their season finale. I mean, Jaime played well enough for me to win 15 bands, as they're called, from what I hear. But last night, the Heat holding the Bulls to 90 points, that is their season low. This is a Bulls team that scores more than 25 points a game in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock. Just to give you an idea of how fast they play. I mean, that's crazy. First 6 seconds, they score 25 points in every game. Not 6 seconds of the game, of course, but 6 seconds of the shot clock. Conventional wisdom would be, okay, well, if you're going up against a team that loves to run, if they're scoring all these points in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock, well, maybe you want to dictate the pace. Maybe you want to slow the game down, milk the shot clock, have fewer possessions, take away their greatest weapon. But what did Spo do? He's like, okay, Chicago, you want to run? Let's run. All of a sudden, the Miami Heat sprinted out in that game, and they never looked back. They played such a fast pace. They were flying all over the court, both ends of the court. Great communication, a smothering defense. I saw a lot of this while I'm smothering my stone crab and drawn butter, and oh, it was so good. And then seeing the Miami Heat play so well, it was a masterclass by Eric Spoelstra. Not to mention Tyler Hero. I mean, come on. I'm glad if nothing else happens this season. And hey, they could end up losing to Atlanta tomorrow night, and then that's it. The season's over. It's a possibility. But I'm so glad that last night, where there were two NBA games, both part of the play-in tournament, everybody's watching them, and Tyler Hero has his moment. He shows out. He puts up monster numbers, and he puts everyone in the league on notice. Now everyone sees, if they didn't know already, what Tyler Hero is capable of. The performance that we saw last night from Tyler, that didn't just happen. It didn't just come out of the air. That's a real performance. That is a star effort. That was earned. He earned it in the summer by all the work that he put in. It was earned his first few seasons. When people wanted to trade him, remember, at every deadline? He's got so many doubters. And I see him on social media, a polarizing player to show out like that last night when you really needed him. That's who Tyler Hero is. He's a really good player. He's an all-star level player. He's a scorer. He is a guy who in a big game, say a single elimination game, can drop nearly 40. And he can carry his team. He can do it. He showed everybody he could do it last night. Now everyone should know it. That doesn't change what I've been saying about Tyler and a superstar. If a team really wants to do damage in the playoffs, Tyler and Bam cannot be your number one and two best players. I'm not saying they're not great. You just saw what Tyler could do. They're both really good, and they both have elite traits. Bam's D, Tyler's offense. But there's got to be a third dude. There's got to be a superstar. Kevin Durant is a superstar. Zion Williamson, that is a superstar. Giannis, that is a superstar. If the Miami Heat can add a superstar, they will be back in business. So will the Miami Heat win tomorrow night? Will they have the right to go take on Cleveland? After what you probably witnessed yesterday and what you may have seen the other night, where Atlanta looked like a mess against the Magic, they got destroyed. And Trae Young, he's an emotional player. He got kicked out of the game, a couple technical fouls. The Hawks, they look shook. And then you take into account what the Heat did last night, everything about Eric Spoelstra, Tyler Hero. You got to think momentum-wise, if you believe in momentum and you believe in Spo, that the Miami Heat would beat the Hawks. But I don't know. I don't even know if I want to go there because, I'm thinking the Heat are done and the Heat are winning. So maybe for superstitious purposes, I'll just say the Heat, yeah, they're done and they win. And I'll just say that every round and we'll make it a thing until they win the NBA title and they do it without Jimmy. They just do it with Tyler and Bam and Spo. But will this Atlanta team be able to regroup and beat the Heat that we saw last night? Sure, it's possible. It's not like the Heat have been a team that puts forth a consistent effort night after night. Because if they did, they wouldn't have been playing last night. Would I put it past the Heat to go out there and lay an egg against the Hawks? I wouldn't. I don't think it'll happen, but I feel like I wish I wouldn't even talk about the game, but that probably wouldn't be a good idea, being sports talk radio. Now, let me just talk about something else. It wouldn't shock me at all now if what we saw last night we see again, where Spo, he's so locked in, and either Tyler or Bam gets so locked in and plays so well, and the Miami Heat beat Atlanta. If you're a head coach in the NBA and you're in a single elimination game, I think the last dude you want to be scheming up against is Spo. If it's the regular season, okay, it's 1 of 82. Yeah, every game is important, but it's 1 of 82. This right here tomorrow night is 1 of 1. You win, you're in. You lose, you go home. Spo is just a different dude. He sort of lives for these situations where, like, you're shorthanded, everything's against you. And I know the Heat aren't necessarily shorthanded now player-wise, but there's no Jimmy, there's no superstar. You had all this turmoil all season long. It's been a mess, but it's just one game. And when everybody is against you and thinks you can't do something, Spo, he doesn't want to be in that situation, but when he is, he just seems to really love it. It gets him all jonesed up. He lives for it. He was telling the ESPN crew last night, it's like that's when he feels alive. He's just a different type of guy, and different in a good way. He tends to rise to the occasion. He's fired up. He's happy. He's ready to go. And Davion Mitchell, I didn't mention him yet. He was fantastic last night. He can be a fit for this Heat team. He was all over the floor. He was everywhere. Flying all around, making plays. On offense, the whole Heat pushing pace thing, he was like a one-man fast break, running up and down the court like a cartoon. There should be like a puff of smoke, you know, like in a cartoon that's just following him around. He's all over the floor. It was a big game by him. And now the Miami Heat just need one more win to get in, just one more. Think about that. They win tomorrow night, and all this BS that's been around this team this year, all season, every single day, the Jimmy drama, the bad record, the disrespect, all of that can be gone if they win tomorrow. Yeah, it would be an extremely difficult matchup against the Cavs, but they would be taking on the Cavs in the first round. So you're in after everything that looked so bad the entire regular season. This play-in tournament, you don't want to be involved in it. Unfortunately, the Heat have been, but the idea as a television show, which is what most sports leagues really like, the play-in, it's worked. Give Adam Silver credit for that. The whole mid-season tournament, the cup, whatever they want to call it, bleh. This, the play-in tournament, it has worked. I did see that no team in the four-year history of the play-in tournament has been a 10 seed and advanced, meaning you got to win two games on the road. The Miami Heat, they would be the first ones to do it. And if there's going to be any team that would be the first ones to do it, you would think, okay, it will be the Miami Heat because of Eric Spoelstra. And if they do get it done, they will erase a lot of the narratives about this season. The narratives about blowing two dozen double-digit leads. The really bad losses. The team getting shook by the departure of Jimmy Butler. All of that would go away. And then whenever the offseason begins, then Pat Riley goes to work. Pat Riley's got to go get that next dude, whoever that is. Go get that top dog and pair him with Bam and Tyler. You do that, then you put this organization back to where it belongs. Not in the play-in tournament. You get him back to a week of rest before the playoffs begin. I'll tell you what's already begun. Incredible poker tournaments at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. And it all started just two nights ago with my tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, getting $87,000 in the prize pool. We had 418 entries into that tournament. The line was out the door, like way out the door. I'm not a fan of lines. You don't want to wait in line. But this is a line you definitely wanted to be in, unless you got there early, because you had your chance at $87,000 that was up for grabs and a whole lot more. My next tournament won't be until next month. It's once every month. But you don't have to wait until next month. There are incredible tournaments going on right now in the poker room at the Hard Rock. To see the entire tournament schedule and when high hands are being handed out, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. And then head on over, not just to the website, but in person to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We don't know if the Miami Heat will get into the playoffs. We'll see. We'll have our answer tomorrow night. We do know the Florida Panthers are already in there, and we found out officially a couple of hours ago that they will start their series against the Lightning on Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. in Tampa's building. The latest possible start you could get to an NHL series. Every other series starts by Monday. The Panthers in Tampa, they start Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, which means I will be watching that game in Spain at 2:30 a.m. Did I do that math right? Yeah, 2:30 a.m. 6 hour time difference. So I'll be watching the game from 2:30 a.m. until about 5:30 a.m., something like that. And if it goes to overtime, because remember, we get real overtime in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, then I may not even sleep. But that's the cool part about traveling, different time zones. It's all good. I'll be on vacation for the next 2 weeks. I'm with you tomorrow. Then I'll be following all the action. With the Panthers starting on Tuesday of next week, they will play every other day. And they will finish their series, if it goes 7, on May 4th. Game 6 would be May 2nd. I get back on May 1st. Perfect planning by me. That means if there's a Game 6, I will be able to go. It's in Sunrise, Emirates Bank Arena. Game 6, May 2nd. Hopefully the Panthers sweep them, though. Tampa always scares me. I know I shouldn't be scared, but the first round and the Lightning, They handled business last year, the Panthers did, very much so in every round. But it's just still so scary taking on the Lightning. In Spo we trust, and in Paul Maurice we trust. If all the stuff that Paul Maurice has been doing over the past few weeks, juggling his lineups around to prepare for this, if it works, that's amazing. I hope it does. Because it's not like the Panthers had their foot on the accelerator going towards the end of the season. They were clearly not going after anything. They didn't go after the division. The only thing they were all in on was getting rest so they could be at their best to make a run for another Stanley Cup. When you're changing your lineup constantly and you're keeping your stars out, the focus is clearly on getting to the Stanley Cup final and raising that Stanley Cup again, and then the banner. You want to be as healthy as you possibly can be. You just want to be ready to go. I 100% believe Matthew Tkachuk will be playing game one. And now you're talking about like the maximum length until you get to game one, like even more rest for him. Because the first game's Tuesday night at 8:30. Not that 7 p.m. would have been like, oh, an hour and a half less of rest. No. But that Tuesday night, he's going to be ready. He'd be ready if the game was Monday. But give him that extra day, Matthew Tkachuk will be on that ice. And that should be something big for this Florida Panthers team internally. I know he's in the dressing room regardless, but putting on that uniform, being out there with his teammates, and now you got Brad Marchand on this team too. I believe in Paul Maurice. I believe in Bill Zito that they're making the right decisions. They just won a Stanley Cup. How can I not believe in them? They've earned my trust. Over the past 2 years, nobody has been more involved in playoff hockey than the two of them. Back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup final. Winning the Stanley Cup last season. Paul Maurice and Bill Zito know what it takes. And now we get to see if this strategy pays off. Essentially, trading home ice and any momentum, whatever that might be, trading that for having everybody ready to go and healthy, and just like recharged. The Panthers have been approaching things as if they know we're going to be playing two more months of hockey, and we need to be ready for that. We're going to pace ourselves. Now, that's a big assumption. If it works, it's brilliant. We're all going to say forever, Paul Maurice, that dude, he knew what he was doing. He is a genius. If it doesn't work, if they lose in the first round, the conversation will be they really needed to respect every game. And you know what? This is also the fun part of it, seeing if their strategy actually works. We're going to get our answer in the next couple of weeks. Game three, Aaron Ekblad will be back. Game three being in Sunrise. Game one, I'm almost certain, like I said, Matthew Tkachuk will be back, and that has got to be music to the Panthers' ears. The heart and soul of the franchise. I know Barkov is the captain, but the energy that Matthew Tkachuk brings to the Panthers, and look what they have done since he arrived. It's a lot more energy than Huberto, what he had. I love that trade from the beginning. Not that Huberto was a bad guy or anything, but Bill Zito made that deal because he knew what Matthew Tkachuk brought to the ice. And having him on the ice after being out, getting injured in that Four Nations faceoff, how beautiful would it be to see Tkachuk raising that Stanley Cup on the beach again or wherever he would take it this year? Maybe the parade won't have storms, a bunch of rain, lightning. The only way that the Panthers would have a chance of even having anything like that happen again, Matthew Tkachuk would have to be on the ice. And he will in game one. And I hope he'll be on the ice until the middle of June or towards the end of June, whenever the Stanley Cup final will end, because it goes on and on and on. But if your team's in it, that's a good thing. Bring me the action for as long as you possibly can. And speaking of action, my close friends on Instagram, they've had a lot of really good action. They are very, 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 very happy looking at my action. If you want to see all my action, just send me a DM on Instagram and I will send you all the details on how to sign up. Become a close friend of mine. I mean, all of you are friends of mine in theory because I've been doing this show now 17 years. It's a long time, 17 years. Everybody that asks me, how long have you been doing this? And I say 17 years. They're like, 17 years? Oh, my gosh. And now I'm starting to realize, wow, 17 years is a long time. So I feel like I got a lot of friends. You come out to my poker tournament. We talk. It's all good. But it's even better if you're a close friend of mine on Instagram. So send me a DM, and I'll tell you how you could sign up. There's one other team I want to bring up before the hour is up. The Miami Marlins. Did you guys count the actual butts in seats during their game today? Noon start, home against Arizona. It's not their fault because Arizona, they're leaving town, but it's a Thursday afternoon, 12 p.m. Kids are in school, or at least some of them are in school. How many people are you really going to get out for a noon start? And that's not to rip on the Marlins. They've actually gotten off to a decent start. But it's Easter week. That's coming up Sunday. A noon game. Not a very popular opponent in Arizona. It's even earlier out there where they're watching it. But whatever. I mean, I think that's cool to wake up, have some coffee, and you're already watching baseball, and the game's not overseas somewhere. It's in South Florida. Heck, some of you could have gone to the game this afternoon and had some coffee, too. It started so early. But I'll take more action at any time. I love action. I already told you that. That's all the time I got for this Thursday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.